This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on the Tuesday Roundup on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say woo!
Go time.
Oh, yes, yes. It is a brand new show, the Tuesday Roundup.
Oh,
still,
man.
Doc Brown and myself, but if you did miss the memo, Sarah, Hugh and Doc 2 is no more. Sarah Love, the amazing Sarah Love, she is going to be taking over Mondays 4 till 6 doing a brand new hip hop show.
She's upgraded herself, that's what's happened.
She has, I know.
She's got her own thing, you got to check it out as well. It's going to be all the livest hip hop and just good chat.
Yep.
Right, Nat?
And she's going to be with Maestro as well. He's going to be her new co-host.
Diggy.
So that's going to be amazing. And Tuesdays,
in the meantime, back in the basement.
That's right. Tuesdays 4 to 6.
Being flogged by whips is your boys Doc and you. Trying to keep the bants going.
Right.
This will all make sense in a little while, guys.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, we are going to have a slightly new format to the show. It's going to be, less just, focused on more hip-hop business and more world business things that are happening that you will find important, not important, and everything in between. It's going to Whole lot of fun. Anything and everything goes on the Tuesday Roundup. We're going to look at some stuff that's been happening during the week as well. And, yes, it's going to be fun. We are going to be, even though it is a brand new show, we are going to be keeping some of our regular fave segs, as the kids say, which is rap about anything. We're definitely going to be keeping rap about anything.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
Do
please, if you want to hear one, if you want to hear a bespoke rap made just for you, then tweet us or email us with your suggestions. You can email the studio hd@fubarradio.com, or you can tweet me directly, docbrown88, or tweet you if you want. Start bugging him.
Yeah,
bugging me all the time.
You can, and of course, you can tweet Fubar as well.
Yeah,
Fubar Radio. So basically,
it'll all come through to us.
Yeah, Doc Brown, we're going to take your suggestions at the start of the show, and then at the end, he's going to pick one of his favorites, do a rap about it. So get your suggestions.
And stay tuned for the full 2 hours.
Brand new show. How you feeling, mate?
I feel brand new.
I even had a shower just before I came because I was
I
want to be fresh.
Three showers today.
Have you had three?
That's how fresh I feel.
Why do you need three? That's just wasting water. You bad man.
You know, they're all brief.
Well, they're quick ones.
Yeah.
That's all right. If you have three short ones, equal
three
one
shorts,
normal one.
Three shorties.
That's fair enough.
So we've had seg fave, segs, bants, and chat.
Yeah, all pretty
so
horrible
far.
Words.
Yeah.
They are pretty bad words. We're going to get into banning some new words a bit later on in the show. We'll give you some more details about that. Hey, we've got a friend of yours, I do believe. He's going to be coming in at 5. Very talented
actor. And comedian.
And comedian. So Daniel Taylor Lawrence.
Daniel Taylor Lawrence. He's a great talent. He's one half of a sketch duo called Ginger and Black.
Yeah.
He's the black one. The other one is a ginger girl. That name's always made me laugh. Because, you see him on the flyer and you think, it's just the surnames of two guys or whatever, and you see him and you're like, alright, it's very literal. Very funny guy.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, he's been in a lot of shows like Cockroaches recently, Hunderby, and a whole bunch of other
stuff.
Yeah,
he pops up all over the place. He's
all
great
time. So he'll be coming in just after 5 today. So coming up next, We are going to get straight into No, They Didn't.
Good.
People around the world making us literally just say, No, They Didn't. Here's Circle Waves, the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph, you're on FUBAR.
Yeah.
exhausted and blamed it on someone. Am I too young to keep this going? Am I too young?
Joseph and Doc Brownford, the brand new show. It's
I thought
the first
you'd almost forgotten
ever.
Your name there.
I did. I had a little stumble. Sometimes it's hard to pronounce my name, Hugh.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you see it on paper, it makes no sense.
No, it really doesn't. Most people, whatsoever. If I've like emailed people back and forth, and then we set up a meeting, and then I go to meet them, and they're like, oh, you're not Asian. Oh.
How?
They're like, people are disappointed.
How?
They thought they were meeting some really professional Asian, and then a scruffy-looking Courtney Love lookalike dude turns up, and it's...
Books.
It's all downhill. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Brand new show. Brand new show. But keeping some segments.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, they didn't. There's always people around the world doing strange stuff.
That
Doc
is
Brown.
Beautiful, man. That new jingle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The harmonies.
Wait.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Hey. That's dope.
There you are.
Feeling that. Feeling that.
Yes.
Oh,
new show, new openers, mate. That's how it works.
I'll tell you what. This has come all the way from the very top, Hugh.
Yeah, this
the
is
The very
big.
Top.
This is big.
The WHO. I mean, that's higher than the WWF. You know, either kind of WWF.
Oh, no,
you
especially
know,
wrestling.
This is right up the top. This is bigger than the BBC. This is bigger than any acronym I think you can think of.
Yep.
It's from the WHO, the World Health Organization. Who have come out this week and said that they've classified processed meats as carcinogenic to humans.
Whoa.
Now, if you don't know what that means, if you don't know what processed, you know what meats means, most people, but if you don't know what processed means, it means, you know, stuff like corned beef, the meatloaf for any Americans listening. And carcinogenic means, you know, it could potentially give you the big C.
The big C, yeah.
Also, you know, things like bacon, sausages, you know, the ones that are extra treated. You know, when you eat those sausages and you're like, dude, this is like 75% sawdust.
Yeah.
Those ones.
Yeah, exactly. The lips and arseholes and toenails and shit.
Yeah, so they've been given the highest of five possible rankings, placing them alongside alcohol, asbestos, and cigarettes. Now, if they're going to be up there with alcohol, asbestos, and cigarettes, that's like... three of my four favorite things, like processed meats.
I know, because you're always on about asbestos.
Tobacco, booze.
Dude, stop.
Asbestos is great, man.
It is really good.
Yeah, really. No, please, guys, don't get involved with asbestos.
Definitely don't.
I mean, this is crazy. Can it really be? I mean, it's the WHO. They don't piss about. They only come out and say stuff when it's important.
Well, they do. But the thing is, I mean, there's been so many things over the years where it's like, oh, this, you know, salmon gives you cancer. Canned tomatoes gives you cancer.
It's
you know,
true.
All these little things.
And coffee gives you cancer one day and then it cures cancer the next day. Red wine does the same thing.
I know, see? So it's like when you read these things, it's like it's hard to know. Is it actually being factual? But like, you know, because like you said, it's the WHO it's very, very big. Mm. They've now said that this is not even like... you know, potential research, this is now fact as far as they're considered.
Wow.
So, you know, it is kind of terrifying. But bacon, man, bacon is the crack of the food world.
Dude.
This is going to be really, really... If
Do
people
you ever think about,
it,
like, the first
really
day when they discovered, like, bacon was a thing? I sometimes think about that. It's a bit like the popcorn day, you know, when it's like a fire started in a cornfield or something. Like, that bacon day where, like, just someone's whole set of pigs got frazzled in a horrific... you know, arson attack or something. And initially it was, you know, going through the gamut of emotions, the denial and then the grief and then the anger, who's done this to my pig? And then suddenly...
Yeah, seven stages. The eighth stage. Actually, I'm hungry. Yeah, exactly. Oh,
damn.
God. I know
where does this leave pork lovers such as you and I.
Well, people are devastated. I mean, I'm pretty upset. I mean, I love bacon, and I don't eat stacks of processed meat, but I love a sausage and bread, mate.
Yeah,
what would you call them?
Scraggies or something?
Scraggies. Snaggies.
Snaggies.
Snags.
Snags.
Snags. So sausages are snags. In Australia.
That's just so Aussie.
Snaggy. Hello, it is. Snags. But I'm not Aussie Snaggies. Anymore. I'm English and Welsh now.
Yeah, well,
because I was born there.
Sausages, mate.
So sausages. Yeah, I mean, stuff like that. I think it's heartbreaking. And I think it's... especially for a lot of people, you know, the WHO send hypochondriacs into a spin quite regularly.
They
but
do.
This one, they're saying, nah, look, actually, a lot of research. It's been over the years. It's done and dusted. It's not up for conversation anymore. It's fact.
Well, you know, maybe they need confronting on this, you know. Like, I just, you know, every single body is different. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, you know, you drink five beers with a friend.
Yeah.
It's going to affect each of you in a completely different way.
Mm.
Because the body takes on different things. So, like, certain things is going to cause one dude cancer, but maybe not cause another dude cancer.
That's right. Because I was reading today about an Asian woman who's 115, and she's like, what? I've eaten four rashes of bacon every day for my entire life.
They always find someone, don't they?
They always find someone.
Some old dude, and then they die the next day. They don't really talk about it.
She was great, though. She contributed a long, healthy life to only being married for 4 years.
That's amazing. Quality. That should be the front page.
Well, unless maybe, like, you know, eating bacon really is that bad, but being married is so bad that wipe it out, and that kind of wipes out even the aftermath of eating bacon every day.
The other thing is, like, obviously we've seen the direct tie-ins with cigarettes, but like, is this something that it's not clear, does it eventually lead to cancer after like a lifetime of just eating processed meats, or are you going to eat a bacon sandwich today and then contract cancer tomorrow? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's too much fear factor in here.
It is.
To be necessary, in my opinion.
No, 100%. But I mean,
and that is based on, by the way, guys, no facts, knowledge, or research.
No, yeah, absolutely, yeah, still.
But take it from the doc.
But take it from the doc. Take it from the doc. Well, look, I think, it's going to be really, really hard. A lot of people, like, bacon is literally the crack of the food world. I mean, what are people going to do? I mean, is there going to be, like, bacon vapors and stuff that people can still have that have just got a little bit less
meat? The other night, I had whole jalapenos, right, that inside, they've been grilled. Inside, they had, like, minced sausage meat and cheese, right? And then wrapped around each jalapeno was a rasher of streaky bacon. They were called jalapeno boppers.
Oh.
I ate about 10 of them.
Oh.
So if I'm not here next week, we'll do the show live from my hospital bed.
But you know what? Was it worth it? Probably.
Dude.
It was worth it.
I don't regret it for a second.
No.
You know, we could cut all these meats out of our lives, never smoke again, never drink again, and still have a heart attack.
No, it's so true, isn't it?
Like, especially if you drop all these things and then suddenly try and get fit, like some of these dudes are doing, you know? You lived a life of complete and utter wastrelness, and then Monday morning you're like, no, I'm not doing any of this stuff, I'm going to start jogging. And your body's like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah.
And you go into a sprint and your heart packs up, it's not ready.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So healthiness, you know, that should be tomorrow's story. Being too healthy might kill you.
Well, I agree. It's all about balance. I mean, and they are saying, obviously, when they put it in the same category as cigarettes or something like that.
Come on,
people
man.
Smoke 20 or 30 cigarettes a day, and obviously smoking is going to increase your chance of getting lung cancer by a thousandfold.
Exactly.
But,
and I only eat 20 or 30 rashes of bacon every other day, or,
see,
you know, at most.
See, that's stupid.
At most.
Do what I do and just eat one massive one, and then you've only technically had one.
Just one huge.
Just one big pig-sized.
Right. Would it still be thin, or would it be like, would it have girth as well as, like, length?
I'm all about the girth, you know that.
Nice.
You know, we've talked about this before. You know I'm all about the girth. Mm. Do you know what, though? This is socially going to change things. This is, like, such big news. Like, there's going to be people at the office, say, in office jobs, are going to go and have to stand outside 15 feet away from the building and eat their bacon sandwich and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no doubt about it. People are going to be looking up. They're going to be looking their nose up at you. They're down at you when you're eating bacon or any processed meats. Like,
that
without
is crazy.
A doubt. Without a doubt. I even wonder, is this just some sort of, like, is this some conspiracy theory? A whole bunch of vegetarians have got together and just, like, you know, hacked and spammed this out.
Or Jews and Muslims and Rastafaris are like, see?
Yeah,
see?
Exactly, right?
See?
Because there's going to be a lot of smug,
you
buddy,
see?
There's going to be a lot of smug people around here today. There's going to be a lot of smug people around here. Anyway, I did actually, we managed with the help of our fine producing team here at FUBAR to shouts to Natalie and Laura, legends. We did actually get to track down one of the scientists from the World Health Organization, who is a part, one of the team scientists, are part of the research.
Ah, dope.
Look, we wanted to chat to them just to make sure, literally, is this true, or is this actually like, is this just a bunch of vegetarians?
So
like,
did you pre-record their responses? We got
them right here,
amazing,
live.
Bro.
We can talk to them right now. They're over in America, I believe. So.
Okay.
We're going to give them a buzz right now.
Nice.
It's one of the scientists live, WHO. Oh, hello. Yes, is that Dr. Stevenson? It is.
He's got someone else there.
Yeah, you're right. No, I think that was still him.
Is that still him?
So, could you look, obviously it's very, very interesting research. Can you tell us a little bit about how you guys went about it, and you know, like how hard it was to, you know, unleash this on the world? There's going to be a lot of backlash.
Oh, jeez.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
What do you say to people who say, well, you've got an agenda, you know, maybe there's, you know, there's a personal side to this whole business?
Yeah.
I don't know. That language is necessary.
Yeah,
but
I know. Look, hang on. Can I just cut you off there for once? Yeah. That's fair enough. But this is like everybody's daily life.
Yeah.
Like people are eating processed meats and bacon all the time. You can't just like come straight out of the gates, say it's going to give you cancer, and then that's it. Deal with it.
Yeah, and then walk away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what do you have to say to that?
Jesus. He's an angry guy.
He's really angry.
I think it's personal. I don't know. It's an inkling.
Yeah, it's an inkling. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I feel like they've got issues.
Oh, are they?
Oh wow!
Is that a frying pan?
I
think it's. Right. Okay. We'll let you go. Thank you so much. You're done.
Thanks, guys.
Dr. Stephen Science and.
Thanks, guys.
Test.
Yeah, we're gonna have them round on Sunday about 1:30.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hey,
do you know what? I reckon this is the question right here. Finding out about all this stuff, will this stop you from eating bacon, sausages, and processed meats? Like, what about you? Will this stop you eating it?
I mean, these stories, they scare me briefly, and then I just go about my day, you know? Like,
it's
I'd
so
be dripping pork fat all over the article by the time I was like halfway out. Interesting. So, yeah, I mean, that's where I stand. But where do you guys stand, man?
Yeah. Yeah, we want to hear from you. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email the new email, HD.
It's going to be so crystal clear.
I know, at FUBARradio.com. And we want to know, finding out that bacon and processed meats and sausages and ham stuff being carcinogenic, will this stop you from eating it? This is what we want to know. For me personally, I already found myself today, like I was going to make a ham sandwich and I was like, nah. How bad is that? Because I was like, damn.
Really? So it didn't affect you directly?
Well, I bought into the fear-mongering. I did.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Dude, they got salami on this list. I'm not giving up salami.
I don't know if I can give up salami.
You mind?
Oh, no. I'm going to be hiding it from people now. Like, you know, the thing is, it's like with smoking, if you tell everyone, that's it, I've quit, I'm off, I'm done, and then you have a cigarette, and then everyone jumps down you. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you
doing? It's going to be like that.
I'm going to be sneaking around with salami in my pants.
Yeah,
whoa.
It's going to be like...
Hello.
There's going to be like 14-year-olds coming home like, Eating strong mints, you know, trying to hide the salami breath from their parents.
Damn. All right, we want to hear from you. Send us your stories and we'll get about next. The brand new show on FUBAR, Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph, his Disclosure. It's a Flume remix of You and Me. You ever dream? Wanna be You're on FUBAR. It's Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph with you for the brand new show, Tuesday Roundup. And we are talking about the World Health Organization basically declaring officially that bacon, processed meats, sausages, etc. Are all carcinogenic. So carcinogenic, in fact, they're put in the same group as cigarettes, as alcohol, asbestos even. And we are asking you, finding this out, will this stop you from eating bacon? Will it stop you from eating all these goody-goody treats? Doc Brown says, absolutely not.
No,
I'm eating bacon right now. And for me, it actually already skewed my decisions today. I was going to get a ham sandwich, and I was like, oh. So it's already messing with me. I've given in to the fear-mongering, Doc. I've given in.
Mm.
It's just the way it is, mate. Well, it's good to be part of a team, though, I tell you.
Yeah. It's nice to see we've already got a little bit of correspondence on this. Mainly just meat in the subject matters. Carl from Colchester, who's very unfortunately spelt his own town wrong, says...
He's probably high on bacon right now.
Does this mean meat is going to be treated like smoking? Is it going to be banned from pubs? Eating a bacon sandwich on a bus? Madness!
Yeah, exactly. That's what I run to know too. Yeah. Literally, I reckon there will be bacon vapour.
Yeah.
I am putting it out there now, bacon vapour.
I reckon that probably already exists.
Oh God, I hope so.
I've seen some crazy vape flavours out there.
I'd love to just lie in my underpants on the couch on a Sunday just sucking down some bacon vapes.
Carl also says as a PS that he loves piggies.
Does he?
I don't know whether that means he loves them and doesn't want to eat them, or he like eats like a raw foot off a pig while it's trotting along.
Well, do you know what that just made me think? Like, wouldn't his dick get cancer now?
It's possible. You can contract it that way.
Can you?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Anybody that's done anything. Oh, actually, and even producer Natalie King was saying that there was a woman who, in the States, who had gone into the bathroom in a supermarket to masturbate with a sausage. So is she going to get sick now too?
A frozen one?
I don't know.
It would have to be frozen or...
Otherwise, it would probably... I really don't think we want to describe this.
Cooked and left for a couple of days, because...
Yeah.
If you're just getting it straight from the deli, the butcher's counter...
Yeah.
Then...
Sounds really challenging.
It's just hard work, man.
And it's messy, hard work. Horrible, disgusting. I think we're going to get cancer just for saying that.
Yeah, I think I'd probably deserve it. Juicy Princess has emailed the studio and said...
Oh, juicy.
Her subject matter is juicy meat. And she quite specifically references her favourite boy, Huey.
Oh, hello, darling.
She says, love me some meat, juicy and succulent, just like me.
Is that... Oh, cool. So she was saying...
I love a finest Cumberland sausage or a hot rasher of streaky bacon. You know, a juicy princess like me will never give that up.
Is she talking about me? I really couldn't tell if she's talking about...
I'm struggling to even read this one. Keep your emails coming in.
I am not going supermarket shopping with Juicy Princess, put it that way, because if I get trapped in a public toilet...
They don't need to be clean. Send them to hd@foobarradio.com. If you've got any other meaty thoughts, tweet us at Foobar Radio and let us know. And don't forget, I'm going to be rapping about anything at the end of the day at 5 to 6. And if you don't send me any suggestions, it will be so meat-inflected, it's going to be disgusting.
Absolutely, 100%.
Cancerous.
Yeah. have you had any thoughts yet?
What, about my rap?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I try not to think about it at all, because that way it's fresh and it's genuine. The listener should know that.
All right. Well, get your tweets in at FUBAR Radio. Make a suggestion for what Doc can rap about later on.
Thanks, guys.
Get your other info in too. We'll keep the conversation going about will the World Health Organization banning bacon stop you from eating it? Here's Damon Albarn. You're on FUBAR.
We are everyday robots on our phones. Process of getting home, looking like standing stones out there on our own. We're everyday robots in control, are in the process of being. So driving in adjacent cars.
till you press restart.
Everyday Robots by Damon Albarn. You're on FUBAR. It's Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph with you for the brand new show. Tuesday Roundup. We got a nice, apparently got a nice email in as
Shout
well, Doc.
Out to Simon in Hackney who says, hey Doc, didn't know you had a radio show. Fucking love you. Could you do a cheeky little rap about mulled wine in wintertime? Nice, I like that.
Ooh.
The pubs need to start serving that good shit now, dog.
Yeah.
Or as it's Halloween this week, what about trick or treat? Is it okay for me to offer sausages and bacon in my bag of treats? Yes, Simon. Children love sausages and bacon. And also they're young and they're youthful and they can fight anything. So, no, please don't give kids cancer. But I genuinely don't think... you know, I'm going to give my kids sausages and mash tonight.
Yeah? Yeah.
What, am I like... Am I going to some like the same hell as like Pol Pot and Hitler?
You never know. If they are, if
I think I probably already was.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, obviously, you know, bacon giving you. Oh, sorry, we've been talking about bacon. Apparently, being carcinogenic for you now. If you've just tuned in, the World Health Organization saying that it's as carcinogenic as cigarettes, as asbestos. It's surely it's not as.
No,
it's just
come on.
It's just in the same bracket.
Come on.
I know.
If you just eat like a bowl full of asbestos, like Rice Krispies, you're going down.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, straight up and down.
Whereas if I pour like a bowl of crispy bacon bits, even if I cover it in full fat milk, I might chunder, but I'm fine, bro.
Do you reckon there was a bunch, because like bacon is just so tasty, do you reckon there was a bunch of people at the WHO like while they're doing this and they're looking at each other going, I just think we should keep this one under covers. I really don't know if we should put this one out. Dude, I don't know, this is such a good idea.
Man, just stick to the basics, like heart disease, boom.
Yeah.
Heart disease.
Yeah.
Too much pork.
Too much fat, too much oil, too much stuff.
Yeah. But don't be like making shit up, man. No. You're the WHO.
I know, it's not right, is it? It's not right at all.
You got organization in your name.
They don't sound organised to me.
They don't.
No.
They sound like a bunch of clowns.
They do. And they're buddy banning everything. Mm. You're just going to have to stop eating altogether. There's nothing there. Everything gives you cancer.
Yeah, nothing's good. And then the stuff that's sort of marketed as healthy, then you check the ingredients, it's like packed with sugar and all that stuff. Like, you can't win.
No.
You can't win.
It's just not fair. I mean, I'm down with the breatharians, is it?
Breatharians?
Yeah, I think they just breathe. What's the other ones who they only eat stuff that's fallen dead from a tree?
Oh, yeah, wankers. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the scientific name for them, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, yeah, we want to hear from you guys finding this out about bacon and sausages being carcinogenic. Will it stop you eating it? We've had a little bit of a mixed response so far. I don't know. I don't think it is going to stop me eating it, but it's definitely changed my view of the whole thing. But I've kind of been going off meat a little bit anyway. Like, I had some dirty chicken the other night, which is always when you're out late and you're a bit drunk. Dirty chicken is like the best thing in the world. For some reason, I don't know what happened. It might have been because I was a bit drunk and a little bit, you know, sometimes I get a little bit sensitive. I have been known to cry. People cry. But I was eating my dirty chicken and I was just like, God, this is bad. This is really, really bad. And then I went through this whole thing of like, I can't finish it now. Think I'm going to become a vegetarian. I mean, about half an hour later, I was hungry and I got a kebab, so it all went away. But there was that little period, Doc, of about 15 minutes where I was like, oh, maybe I need to change the way I look at the world about what I eat.
Started analysing your life and shit.
I did, just because of one little piece of dirty chicken.
Wow. Chicken Cottage. Do you want to give up the brand? Which? Morley's.
I can't remember. No, I can't remember. They're all the same that time of night.
Yeah, it's true.
They
it's
absolutely
are. You got that last piece of chicken and you're just like, it's that last piece. I really shouldn't.
And it was only
doesn't look like any part of any chicken that ever lived.
It was lukewarm as well. It wasn't like fresh. I think that's probably what it was. I was eating a gun, oh, this isn't right. This isn't right at all.
Jesus, man. Have some self-respect.
Have some self-respect, indeed. Hey, we've got an amazing British actor and comedian, Daniel Taylor-Lawrence. He's going to be joining us in the studio in around about...
He's on his way!
...half an hour's time.
Wow.
And he's picked a few songs as well that he wants to play for us. That mean cool things to him, so that's good. Mm. And coming up next, we've got another brand new segment from Brand New Show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right after Devin the Dude, I Can't Make It Home. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Welcome aboard. Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph with you.
Left your crib, but I'm about to make the block and come back. It's too hot over here. Matter of fact, police behind me right now and shit, I'm kinda bent. I'm glad I got tent. Damn, I hope they don't try to tow my shit. I should've chilled on all the Patron shots. See, I drink Crown Royal, that's my drink, no I'm talking about. But nevertheless, I got to stay between the lines. Cause if I trip and I dip and if I swerve one more time, they gon' be on my ass. Like white on rice, like shit on bread. So I grab what I have. Stash it. I got time for no harassment. Oh, shit. Oh, damn, baby, I'm gonna have to call you back. Yeah, they're pulling me over. Excuse me, sir. You sober? Yeah, they got me. He tried to pull me out the car. I had to resist. He almost shot me, but I'm cool. He found a blunt. It wasn't burning, but he smelled it and he checked it. I had a warrant in East Texas, so I was cuffed and stuffed in the back of the car. He didn't report the cigar. I guess he thought I was a star, but we drove real far for about 6 hours. I really had to piss. My wrist no longer had power. Couldn't even take a shower. Surrounded by niggas. I'll only be there a couple of hours, I figured. As far as the weed, I think he kept it and he smoked it, but he got me on a DUI. And I'm on some broke shit, so I'ma need you to go down to the bail bonds and, you know, try to come up with a few funds and hurry up and run out here and get me up out this way. Hello?
and Hugh Joseph with you on FUBAR for the brand new show, Tuesday Roundup.
One of the most underrated rappers, I reckon,
100%,
Devin.
100%. Devin the Dude, man. Incredible.
It's like he's never really properly had his time, you know?
Yeah.
It was nice to see Killer Mike get his time in the sunshine, because I always thought he was dope from like back in the late 90s, you know? But no one ever really talked about him. We got a bit of shine with Outkast. But Devin, man.
Devin's so diverse as well. Like, he raps about weed, and he raps about women, and it's Devin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's amazing. It's funny you say that, because even in a non-ironic way, it's testament to how dope he is. Because he doesn't really change the subject matter. You're right. But you always want to hear him.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he's like a sort of new school Snoop in that respect, you know?
No,
I love Devin.
100%. Right. Do you know who else is kind of like a new school Snoop as well?
Go on.
You don't? You do know or you don't?
I don't. Go on.
Oh, let me show you.
Who are you? You. Well, you is me and I do stuff like this.
Yes, have kind of been likened to a new age Snoop before. Definitely.
Really?
100% I have. Really?
By people? People.
Yeah. No, just me. But that still counts. Does that still count?
It counts. You gotta have, if you don't say who you're best, if you don't say you're the best, tell me who the hell will. That's a Fife Dog lyric. I remember that. So, you know, you gotta big yourself up.
Appreciate that, buddy.
I should probably squeeze in a couple more meat related emails. Yazin Hayes says, doesn't everything on earth give you cancer? Or do I just read too much Daily Mail?
No, it's pretty true.
It's pretty true, man. Daily Mail, Daily Express, they love it, don't they? Yeah. Like, every day it's something else that's going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, meat, wine, coffee, immigrants. Jody in Hersham says, I've been a vegan for 4 years, and reading this just means I'm right. Everyone needs to stop eating meat. It's not fair for the animals or humans now. Cut it out.
Well, cannibals there. Wow. Red meat, because I reckon it's red meat. So even cannibals are going to get cancer too.
We should send Jody a prize or something. I don't think we've ever had a serious email before.
No. That's got to be the first one, isn't it?
Wow. Well done, Jody.
Good on, Jody.
Congratulations. We'll send you something really serious back.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll think of something.
Yeah.
But it's going to be really humorless.
Like a slice of ham, apparently, or a letter in red
humorless
pen.
And preaching.
In capitals.
Yeah, copy of the Watchtower, some shit like that.
Amazing. All right, one of our new segments for the new show, Who Are You? Basically, just pick something. Just pick something that I thought happened during the week that I was like, what? Hang on, I need to get involved in that. And this week, I have picked Ed Sheeran, because I was watching the MTV EMAs.
Oh, this is a crazy story.
He was hosting the EMAs with Ruby Rose, a girl from the Australian MTV host from Orange Is New Black.
He's talking about some broke chick that he used to know.
Well, that's exactly right. Ed Sheeran, like, he's like, you know, world-renowned nice guy. He really is. And he had a high school friend of his said she'd been, fallen on some hard times financially. Mm-hmm. She was a songwriter as well, and she said to him, look, is there anything I can do to maybe like co-write a song with some, anything at all? Like, I'm just trying to get some cash together, and maybe you can put it on like a B-side of your record, or I'm just literally trying to, she's a single parent. And he was like, yeah, no worries. She's like, nice guy for starters. Yeah, no worries. Come over. She went over and they co-wrote Thinking Out Loud together.
Right.
She is now set for life. It's completely paid off.
Just off one song.
It's paid off her mortgage. She's, you know, Ed Sheeran was saying that when he talks to her now, like, she's always away on holiday. She is absolutely sailing through that.
So, yeah, get your business suggestions in. We'll pass them on to Ed.
Yeah. Well, 100%, mate. That's exactly what I did, because I was like, oh, I could use a bit of extra cash. So I actually went and saw Ed Sheeran yesterday. And literally just knocked on his door and just...
Really? He's a nice guy.
I recorded the whole thing. Check it out.
Did you see his lion chest tattoo?
Oh, hey. Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing? My name's Hugh. I was just wondering if I could play you a song of mine really, really quick to maybe put on your next album?
Not today, mate.
Oh, please, man. Look, I'm really broke. I know you helped out your friend recently. Like, literally, I just want to make enough cash so I can get one of those posh sandwiches from Marks and Spencer's, man. Please, can you just let me in, man?
You have to wear something slutty, though.
What if I roll up my jeans into hot pants and tie a knot through my t-shirt? Would that do it?
Shabooey. Let's do it.
Amazing. Thanks so much. So how have you been, man? What have you been up to? Are you working on any new tunes?
Yeah. Young Thug. Walked in $100,000 in my jeans, and people like, oh. Don't ever play yourself. Know that.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Crazy.
As a white man, I can't sing all the lyrics, so I just have to kind of look a bit awkward and dance, but I do like dancing to it.
Yeah, I really picked that up, that vibe up.
Thank you.
It's amazing, dude. You're going to kill it.
Nice one.
Have you played this to your manager yet?
Not too keen on it.
What?
So do you want to come back to mine? Like, yeah, I have a song on the radio at the moment. You know, my name's like Ed Sheeran and stuff.
I know who you are, Ed. And we're at your house right now.
I'll borrow some really like bad car and we can make out in the back of it.
Look, thank you very much for the offer. I'm flattered. I'd really like to just play you my song, if that's okay. It's called Hotel Sink. You know, like a hotel, like a basin, a bathroom basin, Hotel Sink. Okay, so it goes like this, you know, kicks up, I was in my hotel room, and I needed to do toilet, but I needed to go too soon. I didn't think that I'd make it, so I went in the hotel sink, and now my hotel would stink. Yeah, I went in the hotel sink, and big boys do it in the toilet, but I'm not a big boy, I guess I'm not a big boy. You used to call me, hotel sink. Whew. There you go, man, that's it. So, what do you think?
I like it.
Seriously?
It's legit. It was legit.
What about the lyrics? Like, how did the lyrics make you feel?
Pregnant.
Pregnant?
Songwriter of the year.
Oh, whoa, man. What about my look? Like, you know, do you think I need to, like, stylize myself like anyone?
Megan Trainor.
Cool, all right. Oh, hang on, did you just...
Megan Trainor.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Okay. Thinking I'm going to audition for X Factor next year, if there is one, of course. Do you think you could maybe call on some famous friends to vote for me?
People like Paul McCartney and Elton John to vote for you to win.
Elton John?
Pretty cool.
Ed, you really are the King Ginger Ninja. You're the main man. I'm so blown away. Do you want to put some music on for you or something? Or
it's like, I think put on me to set the mood.
Oh, man, not this again. Look, Ed, like I said, I'm flattered, mate, but I'm just not going to do that. Like, I want my songs to get me to the top. Nothing else, you know? Look, I gotta go, man. Look, thanks for everything.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, what's up?
Look at that.
Oh, dude! Put it away!
Look at that.
Man! Oh, what are you doing?
Give me a kiss.
Oh, are you serious? Look, I'll give you one kiss, and then that's it. I gotta go.
Another one.
No, that's it. I'm drawing the line. I'm out.
Another one.
I'm gone. Ed Sheeran, thank you.
Walked in $100,000 in my jean, and people like, oh.
Yeah.
He's such a creepy guy, man. That's the thing you don't hear as much about.
You don't. He's generous, but it's at a cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he makes you lick all the hairs on the mane of the lion on his chest. Then you can't get that out of your head, like, once it's happened.
Oh.
What kind of counselling are you going to go to wipe that from your memory?
I don't think you can.
You can't.
No, there's nothing you can do, really. No. There's nothing you can do.
You cannot unsee what you have seen.
You just have to keep licking. You have to lick your way out of that hole, mate. That's the only way around it.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one. Jesus.
Another new segment here for the Tuesday Roundup. Here you are. You'll be back with it next week with some more silly stuff.
Woof.
Get your tweets coming in for Rap About Anything.
Get them in. You're running out of time, guys.
You are. I got a tweet to FUBAR Radio using the hashtag Rap About Anything. Here's Dom Kennedy. You're on FUBAR.
I be that nigga always wearing something clean for the group. It's looking like Kane, but nah, this is not a movie. Cell phones up, tell them girls to shoot me. All I hear is, yeah, bitch, that's Dom, can you excuse me? Leimert Park legend, I used to bump that Snoopy. Had some iceberg and I used to want that coochie. Back in 97, man, my uncle wore the Gucci. And he rock polo, and he wore the Stussy. I am no Marine, but these niggas do salute me. Catch me on Pico, I am like the Lucis. Give it to them raw, I am like the sushi. I hate how rappers use the term fresh so loosely. Badass nigga, I am like Boosie. But that just might have went over your head like a koofy. If I was a DJ, I would be Brucey. Or any of them niggas, Biggie shot it out on Juicy. Sometimes I get chose, but you can say I'm choosy. And if you want the keeper, then you shouldn't have introduced me. 25th hour. That was introducing. Roll with the winners, girl, cause I ain't in the losing. Talking Crenshaw and King, that's what we be cruising. Get my point across so I never had to prove it. Squab with a nigga, I ain't in the shooting. This
This is not the army, but them niggas is recruiting hardwood floors. But we don't be hooping. When them boxes touch down, we gon' move it. Maybe out to Compton, just like St. Louis. Sugar 16s, nigga, watch how I do this. Yeah, I studied this game. I'm a student, but now every day they call my name and I be truant. UCLA, I'm a Bruin, and all them plans you made, I'm a ruin. Your whole rap career, it is ruined. And everybody say, damn, Dom, you shouldn't do it. I'm the number one pick. That's Ewing. No one said I would make it, but somehow I always knew it. And I'm running this game. That's stupid. I write like Eric. Yeah, that's ruthless. These hoes so Ashanti. That's foolish. I'm good on the track. Carl Lewis. All these rap critics always asking for some new shit. Tell them go buy it. And they never do shit. I fuck with Future Street. But dog, this my new shit. You see, I'm about to really be L-O-W shit. In 1997, yeah. I wrote my first rhyme. I wanna marry you is what I told my first dime. Had my first drink. Wrote my first dime. And I knew I was that nigga for the very first time. Said 1997, yeah. I wrote my first rhyme. I wanna marry you is what I told my first dime. Had my first drink, wrote my first dime. And I knew I was that nigga for the very first time. Said I ain't never left. I tell him I ain't never left. Just tell him I ain't never left. Tell him I ain't never left.
Doug Brown and Hugh Joseph on the Tuesday Roundup on FUBAR Radio.
If you don't, you'll spy.
Subtract Wildfire on FUBAR. It's Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph with you for the brand new Tuesday Roundup.
And we're back, and we're back, and we're back, and we're back. Yeah, yeah.
And we have been talking about, yummy, 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 delicious bacon, bad for you. Don't do it anymore. Gives you cancer, according to the World Health Organization. They reckon it's all carcinogenic. Sausages, processed meats.
Nonsense!
Bloody tough work. We want to know from you guys, after hearing all of this, will this stop you from eating bacon and sort of processed meats and stuff like that? You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email HD at FUBARradio.com, which is for Hugh Doc. And yeah, I think we've got a few more, have we? A few more people.
We have, yeah. We have got, we did Jodie in Hersham, didn't we? She was very angry. Also angry in a very different way is Mark in Essex, who says, nothing will stop me having my midnight bacon double cheese at Burger King when I'm shit-faced yeah. on a Friday night. Mark, we feel you, son. Yep. We feel you.
Yeah, 100%.
Mick in Woking says, I like juicy meat, particularly when they are... Oh, Mick. Mick, come on. This is a family show.
It is. It's definitely a family show. And he's been a dick. We don't want dicks on our family show.
Dick in Woking. Terry in Salisbury says, would you rather give up sex or meat? Wow, that's a great question, isn't it? Mine would be sex, to be honest. I'm not eating that tofu or corn shit.
Why? Why give up sex or meat?
I don't know. He's just sort of giving himself a little...
But that's just wild. He apparently has to give up meat. He has to give up... Why would he threaten to give up sex as well?
I don't know. He's just sort of... he's just one of those things. He's throwing it out there. You know, would you rather fight... You know, a duck-sized David Cameron.
Yeah.
Or you know, 100 little yeah. David Cameron ducks, you know? Yeah. Like, would, it's one of those, you know?
Yeah.
It's never going to happen, but I like his imagination. Thanks,
yeah,
Tell.
Yeah, 100%.
In Salisbury.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love our listeners.
I do. They are really nice.
I just like the way we get the full gamut, you know, from vegans to sex pests.
To juicy princesses.
Yeah, in like... The blink of an eye.
No, we haven't had Larry from Catford. We know
I'm
Larry,
sure he'll be in touch.
Larry from Catford, he's been a regular on the show. We know that you're probably feeling a little bit disorientated that there is a new show today.
Yes.
Because Sarah Lovey's moving to Mondays to
a
hip-hop show.
Yes, but you can still follow Sarah on Mondays.
And Larry has been creeping out of control on you while you've been away, Doc, last week.
I had some of them forwarded to me when I was away, and I just had to delete them straight away. I got really freaked out.
I'm going to invite Larry to the Christmas party.
No, I don't think we should ever meet. I like it like it is, you know?
Yeah.
I like our relationship as it is. I don't want to take it to second base.
I think it's because you're frightened.
There's no question. You can hear it in my voice.
Physically, emotionally, you don't want to let people in because you don't want to get hurt. I get that.
Yeah, well,
but it's probably
I'm
a physical
insecure.
Thing too.
Yeah, well, it's all of those things packed into one, you know?
Yeah, tough, tough.
Always.
Keep your tweets coming in as well for Rap About Anything. Tweet at FUBAR Radio and using the hashtag Rap About Anything. Doc's going to pick topic very, very soon as suggested by you, and it's going to do a
That's right, I am.
At the end of the show. Coming up next, I know he's here. I know he's ready to come in the studio because I
That's
just
all the kerfuffle
saw
is.
Him out of my peripheral. Daniel Taylor Lewis.
The other side of the glass.
Very, very talented British actor, comedian, and writer and everything. One of those guys that's good at everything.
All rounder. Yeah.
Bastard. Anyway, he's going to come into the studio up next. He's Tom Vack on FUBAR.
In one ear and right out the other. In one ear and right out the other. I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. Never have watched you.
That's Sherman, Animals in the Jungle by Tom Veck. You're on FUBAR. It's Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph with you for the brand new show starting today, Tuesday Roundup. And our first guest, the first hit, he's popping out guest Cherry right here, right now. Very, very talented British actor, you know, from shows like Uncle, Hunterbury, Cockroaches, The IT Crowd, the list goes on and on and on.
Daniel, didn't you pop up in like a weird period thing? I'm sure I saw a photo of like loads of people looking like Downton Abbey and then just like you in the background.
it was Hunderby, Julia Davis's Hunderby, which is on Sky
Atlantic.
That's
what it was. I thought it was Downton for a second.
No, I wish.
There you go, brother in Downton.
There's
surely
one black guy in Downton. One.
There is,
but
yeah.
That's it. Yeah. No more.
I auditioned.
Welcome to the show, Daniel Taylor Lawrence. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
No worries,
and
man.
And thanks for letting me be your first guest.
Yeah, so what's been going on?
It's been good. It's been a good year.
Still, you still gigging? I mean, that's where I first met you, like, you know, on the stand-up circuit.
Yeah. Well, we are. We don't gig nowhere near as much as we used to. Like, for various reasons, I think, like, being a double act, it's hard to make money.
Always being in the same place at the same time is not always easy, especially once you've been in that world for a while.
Precisely.
You know, everybody starts moving on and getting different types of jobs, acting and voice work.
Yeah, and that's what we kind of found. So we just kind of found, and also, you know, the older we get, it's like, you know, we've got mortgages now and like, you know, and stuff like that. So we needed to find other ways of making money. Yeah. So we still gig, but nowhere near as much as we used to.
So you're saying that you can't pay your rent for getting a pint and 10 quid for a gig?
No, weirdly enough, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're just aiming too high with your mortgages, mate.
Maybe.
You need to just set a lower one, get a smaller
really?
Place.
Where should I go?
Get a shed or something like that.
So for those that don't know, Dan is one half of a legendary sketch duo called Ginger and Black, which as I was saying at the start of the show, I'd heard of before I'd seen.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I just assumed the name was the surnames of the two people. Do you know what I mean? And when I saw how literal the shit was, I was already laughing. It was brilliant. So Dan's partner is the fantastic
Harry Jackson.
Yep. Who is very much a redhead. And Dan, for those who can't tell by the voice, which is a debate we've had before on the show, is very much a black.
We did a radio show once. We had to do a radio record, and we wrote a song, and I mentioned the fact that I was I made a black joke, and they had to call in the lawyers to see if I was allowed to do it, because they questioned whether I was black or not.
Is your other half allowed to do ginger jokes?
Well, I don't know, actually. I would have thought so.
You think so, wouldn't you?
I don't think you guys ever played on it as much as maybe people expected you to, which I think was a good thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think there was jokes to be had where we didn't constantly have to mention the fact that I was black, she was white, she was a woman, I was a bloke, she was redhead, all of that stuff. So we just kind of, weirdly enough, those jokes never really came to us. I mean, we got a couple, because it'd be weird to not mention it at all. But
of course.
Yeah, we didn't really play on it too much, which is nice. Yeah, it's slightly different.
What do you miss doing more gigs? I mean, obviously, you've been on a lot of shows over the last few years, a lot of TV shows and a lot of different things. I know you've been writing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But are you still, do you miss doing the gigs, or are you just kind of just going with how it's evolving?
Half and half. Like, I think we still gig a bit because we still do love it. So in some ways we do miss, like, if a long period goes by, we're like, oh, maybe we should get back on stage, because there's nothing better than kind of having like a live response, like as much as you do TV and stuff like that, and you've got people chuckling, but you know they're already on side, so they're gonna chuckle at these little scenes. There's something quite nice about going into an auditorium and doing a gig, and an auditorium, why am I going like I'm fancy.
Going into arenas and doing my thing, you know. Just starting to get a bit too much.
I love a little studio, but going to Wembley and
just the usual.
Don't you find it so strange when you first make that transition from live comedy into like televised comedy, and you do your thing, you know, you say your line, and you know it's a funny line, and you give it your own unique twist, and it makes the whole crew laugh, and you're like, oh yeah, cool, I know what I'm doing. But then you have to do it like 20 times and no one's laughing, and you're such a comedian still that you think, oh my god, maybe this isn't funny.
So you start changing it up
and you start second guessing yourself. Yeah. That's what we got to like get out of our systems in order to be good but comic actors.
It's hard, but like you say, it's hard. Like because you do, because you are used to being on stage and getting a response straight away and doing it once.
Yeah,
and that's it. I mean, you might have a callback, and that's the only time you'd probably repeat a gag.
Yeah,
but to do it, again and again.
It's
and
just
again.
Not natural. It's not in our like makeup. It's just it seems so strange to do it.
Yeah. So it throws you. But I'm slowly learning. I think the worst times is when you do a scene, and it's funny, but because it's only like a couple of lines in the scene, so you've done all this setup, and so within the context it's funny, but just filming that moment is not necessarily funny.
No.
So sometimes it can be quite damaging because you're like, why is no one laughing? And it's just because no one's seen the rest of the script yet.
I've had much more like laughter around the room on like a hardcore like gritty drama. Than on comedy, and I think that's maybe because of the tension of the scenes. You know, it's kind of naturally something naturally funny
about
that.
Are you a moment spoiler? Are you just one of those people?
No, I'm not too bad. I'll tell you who the worst is Patterson Joseph.
Yeah,
he's the absolute worst. You ever used to watch Peep Show?
Yes,
you know
the
black guy who's like the manager.
Yeah.
That dude. You know, I worked with him on Law and Order for about I don't know like 14 episodes or something, and that guy, he'd be doing like because he was the boss of the police station, you know, and he'd be like. Handing me my ass, you know, like for some shit. And, you know, we do his, the shot on him, and then they reverse it to me, and I'd be going, oh, boss, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he'd just be doing these stupid faces the whole time. You know, oh, Jesus. That guy's
pro.
Known as like a proper pro, bro. I don't know, I want to air him out on air. So what are you shooting something at the moment? What's going on?
No, weirdly enough, I've been writing quite a lot this year. I've done some shooting this year, which has been good fun. I did the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret.
Oh yeah,
which is really good fun.
That
so
David Cross thing.
So I've always been a big fan of him, and like I've loved Arrested Development and stuff. So it's quite nice working with him.
And was he like the creator of Friends, or did I imagine that?
Wow, really? No. Is that no way.
Good thing to imagine, though.
We're going
to
Google that
right
shit and find out.
Yeah,
right I don't know where these kernels come from. As we've established over the course of a year on this show, my facts come from absolutely nowhere.
I mean, if he did, like, he's probably a rich man.
For realsies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man.
Can you imagine, like, it's ridiculous amounts of money that those Friends cast must get. Now,
I mean, wasn't the last season like a mil an ep?
Yeah. But now, Big Bang Theory apparently that's kind of trumped that massively.
Really,
like, they get like 3 mil an ep or something ridiculous like
people
that.
People would see me on the street and they're like, "Why are you driving that car?" Or they see me come out of my house and they're like, "Why did you live in that shit house?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Dude, you don't understand. English TV is not like American TV, bro." Like there's dudes with just totally normal jobs that make more than us.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, people always say that to me all the time. Like, "Oh, you live around here?" Yeah. Oh.
Dude, it's like Idris, Graham Norton, Jeremy Paxman, and that's about it. Jonathan Ross, they're getting paid. Like your average actor is not getting jack.
No.
Why do you think Olivia Colman's in everything?
Yeah.
She has to, bro.
Yeah, but you're saving saving money on set. You're getting free breakfast, free lunch, afternoon sandwiches. You're saving money.
Travel. That is very true. I forgot about that.
How are you with the catering? Do you eat everything on set, or are you like one of those actors like, oh no, I just have a salad?
Oh no! I like to eat everything, but I think because catering on film sets is amazing. Like,
it's a different planet.
Yeah, it's so good. And so if I ever do something and it's not good, I get really upset. I'm like, this is part of the job. But like, I'm not just doing it to act because I enjoy it. Yeah. I'm doing it for the food as well.
Where's my croquettes?
Yeah.
My croquettes. What? I don't want no tuna sandwich. Where's my croquettes?
So I get upset about stuff like that.
You've bought some songs for us to play. This is like a little Desert Island Discs section, but crucially and legally not Desert Island Discs. We've got a little series of songs that you brought in that are special to you. What's the first one we got up here?
We got one by Tanya Morgan, Paper Thin, featuring Jamicide.
Tell us a bit about this song. I mean, what's the deal?
Weirdly enough, like I just kind of stumbled across this group called Tanya Morgan, and it's three guys, rappers, and I just really liked it. I just really loved them. And then when I discovered them, they had like about three albums before as well. So it just meant I could listen to these albums back to back. And me and my girlfriend both absolutely love them. So this is just one song on my Spotify that I play again and again and again.
If she hated it and you're sitting there having the Lord of the Rings marathon with three albums, yeah, cool, I'm just going to go to my parents for a month. Yeah, sweet. No worries, babe. See you.
Let's see who's justified.
All right, here we go. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. We'll be back with Daniel Taylor Lawrence in the studio.
In one ear and right out the other. In one ear and right out the other. In one ear and right out the other. I don't pay attention. I don't concentrate.
I became ill, injected with a message. Destiny manifested. I quested from the entrance to the exit. Alpha to Omega. Got a vendetta with letters. So I put them together. Pulled the lever of oblivion. I've entered in a different state of mind. Thoughts racing with Father Time. You feel it slow, man. Struck out Conan with a double-edged sword. Forged to the core of the Lord. I sit at peace in the middle of war. Till the doodle is soars higher. Till I breathe fire to cease. Your empire defeat. Your entire fleet. The Messiah leaps. The empire stayed in the single bound. I'm great. See? And still ain't reached the ground. But wait, the topic of much debate. How much skill does it take to seal ill will's fate? Next batter, please come up and step to the plate. Strike one, strike two, strike three. You're out, but I'm safe.
What you say to me? It doesn't matter. Yeah. It goes into my head and just chit chatter. Yeah. You may think it's egotistical or just very free. But what you say, I take none of it seriously.
You're kind of loud to be saying nothing at all like that. And I can't feel your style with all that bullcrap in your rap. It's nothing in fact. To come through, demolish the track. They should screen your 16. Up abolish the whack. My voice sound top choice. That shit is flawless on wax. All the DJs spinning this, go ahead and give it a scratch. My full sheets with brick beats, that's a perfect match. Digest my dialect. You biting niggas down the hatch. A lot of times I just rhyme to see which words I connect. Sit and watch myself write like what he gonna say next. A lot of shit, got a politics. Sketch my lines and follow it. Sketch my drift. Just don't get caught up in the current. Watch the way in the trends. I start where they need to end. Play out. Y'all niggas talking about the guns and rims. You may think I'm egotistical, but you ain't dope. Ask the average listener if they feeling you. They like, nah.
What you say to me is in one ear and right out the other. What you say, I take none of it seriously. And I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. Goes into my head and just chit chatter.
You may already know my name. Uh-huh. Well, if you don't, you lame. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm only playing. Vaughn P, my joy's pain. To any folk crew. Uh-huh. I love it when in public they be like, I know you. Ain't you supposed to? I'm isn't local. I'm express from your ear to your chest. Leave them nearly possessed. I don't fear your test. Quiz, exam, it's all scam. Son, I'm a grown man working on my first grand. So go rehearse, fam. If you a fan, your job is be cool. How I make crews divide, they never need school. I'm clever and these rules apply to all applicants. Uh-huh. Vaughn's not having it. She with you, I'm stabbing it. Pink mic holder, you old. Dancing around a rap John Travolta. Long as I exist, you're never reaching your quota. Run on B12, just through the guy to motor.
It doesn't matter, it goes into my head and just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And
Yeah. Crossing the gig, cuts busting your wig until your face resemble bad boys, so puffy and big, a ruffian dig. Most niggas be sweet as a fig, invigorating speed is my sig. I'm harder than trig, flipping my lid until I don't know what it is I did. Psycho, super ego, beating the shit out of my ear, tearing in too many MCs to be humanitarian, burying they bodies somewhere rustic and agrarian, like a prairie, hating no niggas like an Aryan, verbal aquarium. My fam roll together like Harry and the Hendersons, music melodic as many Rivertons, ripping at the river bend. The winter when men can and giving trophies and ribbons, well like Gibbons. I leave them C's missing with faces and newspaper clippings. Whenever you grab the microphone, I hear crickets. Nigga, get the tickets. It's softer than bumps with rickets.
You're on FUBAR.
It goes into my head and just chit chatting.
Sneaky song kept running. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph with you.
And live in the studio.
Bang. Mr. Daniel Taylor Lawrence. And that's
Daniel Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what they put on my thing.
Oh, someone's getting fired.
I never even
knew the Lawrence bit. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, I didn't say shit because I thought, really okay, upset. You know, actors are.
It's
maybe.
Daniel Lawrence Taylor, producers. So, I know. Looking at you.
Do you know the only reason why? It's because there's already a Daniel Taylor on Spotlight.
I had the same shit with Ben Smith.
Oh, really?
Like, I was like, yeah, can't wait to be Ben Smith after being Doc Brown for so long. And they were like, nah.
It's taken.
And I was like, how could there be another Ben Smith? How's it possible?
Yeah.
You know what's really nuts about that as well is that I had to do it because it was like my first big acting role. It was for this HBO thing.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, God, now I've got to have another name. So I took my mum's maiden name, Bailey, and just stuck it in the middle, Ben Bailey Smith, right?
Yeah.
But I was still pissed. And I said to Spotlight, what is the deal if I wanted to just have my name as it is, Ben Smith? And they said, well, there is a thing, like if you met the actor, if you contacted him, you could ask that maybe he's not working as much. You could ask if you could have his name.
Or you could do like Monday to Thursday, and he could have
timeshare.
Like
a horrible divorce.
Yeah.
And then check this out. Like, I'm not doing that, right? So I go in for the first day on this HBO shoot. Go into the trailer to get my makeup done, and the other Ben Smith is in the chair getting his makeup done.
Seriously?
And he's not just in the show, he's like my character's sidekick, so he's in all my scenes.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, this is crazy. So I tell him what I just told you, you know, what's happened over the week, and I told him about the spotlight deal, like maybe if you meet the other actor. He goes, you're not having my name, bruv. And I was like, oh no, it's just, I'm not being offensive, I just wanted to see, like, if, you know, maybe. And he goes, no, like, I've had that name for 21 years. And I was like, right, professionally. He's like, yeah. I was like, because you look like 21. And he goes, no, I'm 23. I was like, how did that work? And he goes, I was the evil baby in Only Fools and Horses.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Shout out to Ben Smith. Turned out he was from exactly the same area as me, from Willesden.
Oh,
went
my
to the same
God.
School. Like, it's insane. Really cool guy.
That's a good story.
Shout out,
good story. Good story to back it up with, though. I've used that name professionally for 21 years. Like, yeah,
yeah,
come on, bullshit.
Yeah.
No, really.
Yeah, I have.
So,
yeah.
I'll Google imaging. Like,
check out my evil
it's
baby
him.
Face.
It's
check
him.
Out my evil baby.
It's Damien.
Crazy.
No, I don't. I didn't contact the other Daniel Taylor. I looked for him, and he wasn't working at the time, but I've seen his name pop up recently because someone keeps atting me and saying, I really loved you in Blood Brothers. Mm. I was like, that's the wrong Daniel Taylor.
Me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually, of course, it's going to go the other way, and Daniel Taylor will be in a horrific sex scandal case.
Yeah.
And the people start tweeting you, I think you're disgusting.
Yeah. You're like, what the hell?
Then again, there is a Daniel Lawrence Taylor in America who is a sex offender.
Oh, right.
So,
but you're back here now, so that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's why you're hot tail the back.
Just waiting for extradition.
Yeah.
Daniel Lawrence Taylor.
Career in the States. Not going
so
well. Not going so well.
Yeah, that's
sharing a flat with Julian
Assange. It's frustrating, but you know what? There's something quite nice about having the three names in acting terms.
Yeah.
Because it makes you think about, like, one day you'll get the and. Do you know what I mean? You know about the and?
No.
You'll get into it, like, when you start doing a bit more TV.
Yeah.
You get the and, so it'll be like Sir Anthony Hopkins.
And, yeah.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
Olivia Colman, obviously.
And. Yes.
Daniel Lawrence Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dreaming of that day, guys.
That's the dream. But you've got to be about 60 plus
to get the and. So it's I've got to wait a bit.
You'll get there.
What are you now? What are you now? Young looking 55?
Okay. Close. 53. Yeah.
53.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Good. Black don't crack.
Andy eats bacon. Still looks this good. Still healthy, man.
Do you eat bacon?
I do.
Because we had this big discussion at the top of the show, because the World Health Organization basically came out and said bacon and sausages can give you cancer.
Yeah.
And they put it up there with asbestos and smoking.
Oh, really?
I mean,
I didn't know that.
Oh, no. Imagine if you were eating bacon while you're in an asbestos-filled room smoking cigarettes. Oh, God.
I'd do that all the time.
I'd be doing that, just middle fingers up. Like,
you! YOLO, bitches! Well, how good would that be for, like, you're on death row and they're like, what do you want for your last request? You're like, shitload of bacon!
Yeah,
I'm going out now! Fucking electrocuted, I'm going out now!
What would your last meal be, Dan?
My last meal. Oh, bacon.
This isn't
bacon
been
morbid.
It's not getting morbid. It's gone from talking about lighthearted, you know, comedy, TV shows, to do you want cancer from bacon?
Listen,
and what
he's
would your
never
going to
be on death row unless he gets mistaken for the American Daniel Taylor.
Yeah,
maybe. But so it's hypothetical.
Funnily enough, like that.
It's like a way of saying, "What's your favorite meal, Hugh?" Come on.
Funnily enough, I was in the news yesterday, and they was talking about, you know, bacon and sausages and so on and so forth, and then they decided to get the other side of the argument and ask the butcher. And I was like, why are you asking the butcher? Of course he's not going to, you know. Exactly. He's not going to kill his own trade by going, I'm going to chuck all of this shit out.
He's going to go the other way and go, yes, they all do, except for mine.
Favorite meal or meal on death row? Oh, God. I think it would have to be my mum's chicken soup. It's good. It's got like dumplings and yam and potato and carrots.
Just cannot be like good. Caribbean does it, soup.
Yeah,
man.
It's good.
Does she'll it, keep you going. Not that you'd need to keep going for that much longer after the soup.
No.
Might be also awkward to see your mum on the day, but maybe just have it delivered.
Obviously. And it's probably just in Tupperware and she can
probably the one time you'd go, no, take your time. I'm not in any rush.
Don't rush. Jump on the bus.
Rush.
Hey. What would you have?
What would I have? Yeah. I would have... Oh, tough one. Tough... Ooh.
Snaggies?
I reckon probably some snaggies. Huey does love sausages. Get snaggies. No, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe like a really authentic paella.
Really? Oh, a paella?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm just saying random things that come to my head because I've got nothing.
I can see that, though.
I love a paella, man.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, really? Don't you?
Yeah, it's just mushy. It looks like sick.
No. But you have to get, like, good paella. Like, you can't get from anywhere. Because then,
authentic one.
Or maybe I'm thinking of risotto.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind different? Of in the same bracket. If you overcook it, it's...
I'm just one of those meat guys who, like, if you give me, like, some couscous or some quinoa or some risotto, I never feel like it's the full meal.
It's like a side dish.
Even a biryani, I'm like, I can have some more meat in there.
Yeah, I know. I never put enough in there. That's why, I mean, it's still £8 and there's, like, 5 pieces of lamb in there.
Yeah. But no, I'm gonna back you up on the paella.
Thank you.
Fair play.
Thank you.
Good. You got
some support for once.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, we've got a couple more tunes of yours that we want to play as well. We've got Rod Digger here because you picked a few. Why did you pick this? Why did you pick Straight Spittin'?
Again, it was just a song that I've recently been listening to. I've always kind of loved like Busta Rhymes and Flipmo Squad and stuff. And Rod Digger released this album. I think this was like her first album.
Yeah, it was off the back of the Flipmo hype.
Yeah. And she never really got the respect she deserved. Like, it was such a good album.
Dope, man.
Yeah.
And she was hard.
Like way before Nicki Minaj's like, and whatnot. And yeah, exactly. Like she wore like dungarees and Tims and stuff like that. And this is just one of her songs that I love.
Bang, here we go. And we'll be back with Daniel Taylor in the studio of FUBAR for Tuesday Roundup. No, hang on. Something's gone wrong here.
Oh my god.
Why is it working? And it's back. There you go. Smooth sailing. Smooth sailing for the first show.
Smooth.
Floating in and out of bars, but I'm not an alcoholic. Straight spitting for a decade, I don't know what else to call it. Straight spitting, dropping rappers up a wall. Bite worse than in the park, just might get more. Call a State of Union address, niggas making a mess. Have my bitches standing up like women taping they breasts. It ain't no taking a rest, mommy's the real. Music going both ways like Amber Rose or to kills. Even spitting on that party and bills, shit was trills. But you know you'd rather hear me on not so J Dills. Nothing like Cal's mom, never sleeping on a job. I'm spitting for them politicians, throwing me receptions. I'm spitting at my motherfucking wedding. I'm spitting, I'm a getting, maybe an insurrection. You thought you was a brat, but then I came in intercepting.
That's Straight Spitting by Rod Digger, as that's chosen dope, by man. Daniel Taylor, who is joining us in the studio. Our first guest for the brand new show, Tuesday Roundup, Doc Brown, Hugh
We've
Joseph.
We've got a question that's just come in for Daniel.
Amazing.
This is from Polly in Tooting.
Oh, Polly.
She says, I bloody love Daniel and Uncle. I think she means the show.
Yeah.
She's talking about actors and family. Now BBC Three is closing.
are there going to be any more uncles? What is Nick Helm like to work with? He's funny, but he scares me. There's two questions there.
Okay, okay.
Which one first? Which one you want to tackle?
All right,
first?
So is it going to be... So BBC Three is closing. Is there going to be any more? Hopefully. Hopefully.
It was really well received, wasn't it?
Yeah, like people love it. People absolutely love it, which is quite nice. It's quite... it's weird, like, it's the first show where people kind of come up to me in the street and, like, literally, like, they almost feel like I'm part of their family.
You're the
like,
uncle guy.
Yeah. And so I was doing two shows at the same time, so I was doing that and Cockroaches, and I could tell which shows they watched, because people who watch Cockroaches never approached me. They just kind of saw me from afar, but never approached me, and I think because my character, he's not dislikable, but he's just, like, he's quite a moody character.
Yeah.
Whereas an uncle, I'm quite smiley
it's
and
funny,
stuff.
Isn't it?
So, yeah. So people would come up to me and chat to me, like, they kind of know me and tell me about their day. I'm like, oh, okay, nice.
Because you do wonder that about, you know, people, how many people go up to Draco Malfoy and go, oh my god, you're from Harry Potter, you fucking prick.
You're the worst guy ever.
Dude, when Guardian go away, I still get tweeted, right, to this day. In 2012, Tom Felton, the actor who plays him, bought like a CD from my website, right? I didn't even know who Tom Felton was. I've never seen the Harry Potters, but he tweeted me, oh, thanks for the swift delivery, loving the album, right? And to this day, this is how big that fucking film is, man. It's 2015, it's been 3 years. I still get retweets of that. It's one of my biggest retweets with my name in it.
And
it's not relevant to anything to do with Harry Potter. It's just a man saying thank you for you know, utilizing Royal Mail. It's so bizarre.
It's crazy, but it's such a massive franchise. Like, I'm not surprised.
How do you go, Daniel, with because obviously coming from a comedy background, I mean, much like Doc as well, who now into acting and doing some different kind of roles, not just straight sort of comedy stuff as well. How do you find, you know, it's being received, like, even Doc and I went to, Doc had a stand-up gig recently in London here, and we went, and on the billing it literally said live stand-up from the star of Law and Order.
Like, that's all it said.
Right. And it's like, so you know what I mean, like those juxtaposing worlds of if you are a comedian and then you're doing serious character acting and stuff, like, do you find that they kind of they cross paths, weirdly enough.
I've never really actually done any serious acting stuff. I've always done just comedy, so I've never actually run into those problems.
Right. Would you like to?
I would, actually, weirdly enough. For some reason no one will hire me for doing serious stuff. I'm like, I can act normally, but it's once every blue moon I'll kind of get an audition. But when I do, I'm so nervous because I'm not used to it. Like, like, I go in the room and I start sweating. I'm like, no, just give me one more chance.
Can I do that again?
Yeah. but so hopefully, I think Uncle will come back.
Can you do other kind of acting? Could you do like just like off the cuff, like a suspense thriller?
Oh, wow.
One man.
I don't know what happened to her. I just know that she's not here anymore.
She's dead, you asshole. She's dead.
It wasn't me. I promise it wasn't me.
You've got a knife and a gun and a bazooka and bacon sandwich. Obviously you killed her.
I didn't mean to.
Housekeeping.
Why won't someone employ me?
So there's two parts to this question.
Sorry, we must digress.
What is Nick Helm like to work with?
Nick Helm, he's lovely. He's a really good guy. Like, it's funny how he came about getting the part. Like, he was just working with Baby Cow, the production company at the time, and the guy who wrote the script sent in the script, and the people at Baby Cow said, oh, this is so Nick Helm, and literally just put the two together, and now he's in the show and he's brilliant at it. And it's, I thought it was written for him.
I thought he created
it.
This is news to me.
The character is so him, and also what he does on stage as well. And it was just perfect timing. But he plays it to perfection, and I think that's what's so great about the show. Like, him, Daisy and Lil Kid, all those three together, like, they just work. They just work so well together.
He's a unique talent, really, Nick, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. And when people say it's weird because he is so scary on screen and on stage.
Yeah, on stage, really terrifying. Yeah. He's right there.
Yeah, you know? In your face, like, really.
I mean, I remember seeing a show of his, I think it was in 2011 or 2012 in Edinburgh, and
you know, he's a bit of a comedian's comedian, you know, comics really like him, rate him. And we were in this little venue, I think it was called The Tron. And, you know, really, really small, tiny stage. So you're right there. You can feel his sweat on you sometimes. You know, and I looked around and there must have been about 15 comics in there, right?
Oh, really?
In a crowd of about 100. So a large number, an unusual number of comics.
Yeah.
And there was a bit where he was like doing a song and he was like, get up and sing with me. And people were like, oh. And he got up a couple of punters and he goes, hey, you, hey, fucking pappies, get up, right? He just got like this sketch group. You just don't do that. You don't acknowledge a comedian who's in the crowd. You just pretend he's not there.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't think, wait, what, you think you just fucking sit there? And he just like dragged up these comics and the comics were there like, oh, God,
because there is normally a rule, like if you do,
don't do that.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, yeah. So normally you're quite comfortable. You can sit anywhere and comfortable. Yeah. So yeah, if I ever got dragged up, I'd be like, no, that's not the rules.
I'm off duty, motherfucker.
But no, he's lovely. He's such a lovely guy. He's a really, really lovely guy. Like,
get off stage. Go, oh, that was so much fun. Thanks, man. I'll be 80 quid.
Yeah.
Don't think about me. Don't think about it. You want to see scary, son? Yeah, you want to see scary?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't take him on. He's a big guy.
You can take him. He's a big softie. You can take him.
Okay.
So, Duck will just kick him in the balls, right?
Yeah.
That's your thing, yeah?
Kick him
in the balls, man. Kick him in the balls, man. Was there another question there for Daniel? Was that...
That is it for now. Cool. Well, if anybody's got any more questions for Daniel, keep them coming. Otherwise, we have to keep asking him.
I know.
He's doing all the work.
I know. Shit, that's not outrageous. That's not right, is it? You can tweet any questions through at FUBAR Radio or email questions for Daniel Taylor, hd@fubarradio.com. Daniel, we got another. You brought in three songs. This is the last one now by Kano.
Yeah.
P's and Q's.
Oh, yeah. Vintage.
Yes, mate.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
It really is.
Any reason behind choosing this or just. Bad tune.
I had to pick a London boy.
Nice.
And also Kano, another one. I think he's just a brilliant MC. I think he's amazing, and so many other artists have kind of. I just don't think that they're on his level, and not many people know.
And a lot
about
of people
him.
Have sort of jumped on his success in a way because. He's considered by kids now to be like, old school rap. Like, Jesus, okay. But, you know, I think he really started becoming big in a time when we still didn't quite have the format for rappers like we've got now and the platforms, you know? Yeah. And so I think he paved the way for a lot of the guys doing their thing today.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely. And I think people need to kind of respect that.
Mm.
And that's why I kind of picked him.
All right, bang, here it is right now. And then coming up next, Daniel, you keen to stick around?
Yeah, all right.
Because we need your help. We've got another brand new segment for a brand new show coming up next. So we need your help with it, if that's all right.
Cool.
We're going to let you ban any kind of words that you want.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
We'll tell you why up next on FUBAR.
Some manners don't like me, they try and bad mind me when Kano comes to town. All I say is mine's right and they lose the limelight when Kano comes around. Some try to screw me or even see me, but it don't work cause the crowd don't boo me. You ain't a true G, I'm too deep, how can Kano stay on the ground? I ain't like most that roll around and kick shit off, I hold it down. But we're still gully, the only pop you'll hear from us is pop, pop, pop them out. Act up and get boxed in the mouth, cause you're just playing a gangster. You ain't never weighed it out, sport a bouncer. You ain't never hit no blocks in your mouth. You ain't got love in North, West and South. And I'm a East boy, you're a cheap boy. I finish shit when you start the beef, boy. Girls like me, but I ain't a sweet boy. So boy, don't think you can move to me. You think I'll be a sleep boy? Cause I'm on my P's and Q's. That's why I make more P's than U's. Even when I've been freezing too. Slip, there ain't no reason to. Slipping, if there ain't a blitz between the clips, that's slipping. No whip, out the man of Lincoln chicks. That's slipping. If you see me and I ain't with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's. Even on my own too, that's the difference between me and you. If you see me and I ain't with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's. Even on my own too, that's the difference between me and you. If you see me and I ain't with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's. Even on my own too, that's the difference between me and you. If you see me and I ain't with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's. Even on my own too, that's the difference between me and you.
hate losing, so I ain't snoozing. From London to Luton, I'm moving. I'm even murking overseas, and I got it locked from London to Leeds. Please, from time you heard me shine, now I'm big from London to Merseyside. You got lines, but you spit like nursery rhymes. This year's gotta be mine, I'm the first in line. Wow, you got your first rewind, but the second line sounded like the first line. I ain't got punchlines, I got kick lines, and I ain't commercial, but I got hit lines. I spit deep rhymes, but I got the girls on my side from the first rewind. You might see my face in a magazine or in a fur coat in Face magazine, cause they're spreading the word down from rage that I've been, and they're bringing the purse out to pay for my team. I couldn't give a shit, I'm breaking the scene, making a scene and start making the cream. See, I got a gang with me, and when you walk with a gangster lean, you're all talk, you don't wanna rap with me. There's no jokes or no pranks with me. If you see me in that game with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's, even on my own too. That's the difference between me and you. If you see me in that game with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's, even on my own too. That's the difference between me and you. If you see me in that game with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's. In sneaks or shoes, we're in a Honda, fuck it, no Jeeps and coupes. We'll chief your crew, we're so hungry, we'll teeth your food. So mind out before you find out who you're speaking to. I speak to yous on a level and speak the truth. So please, there's fun in me, but there ain't no me in you. And please, you ain't busting one, let alone squeezing two. Say cheese, but it won't be a snapshot, pull out and try and hit like the jackpot. Leave, I ain't waiting around baiting the town for K to be found, that's slipping. If there ain't a blitz between the clicks, that's slipping. No whip out the man of Lincoln chicks, that's slipping. That's slipping. If you see me in that game with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's, even on my own team. That's the difference between me and you. If you see me in that game with my crew, believe I'm on my P's and Q's, even on my own team. That's the difference between me and you. That's the difference. See what I'm saying? You gotta be on the P's and Q's. This day and age is serious outside. On tap, my niggas. Stand strong, it's Kano. Yeah, yeah. Da Vinci. Straight taking over. No long ting, no prisoners. Woo! 2004.
Yom Fubar, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Doc Brown, Hugh Joseph with you, and we are joined by Daniel Taylor, actor, comedian, all round nice guy, who chose that Kano P's and Q's.
Yeah.
My man. Daniel, yes, is brand new show. There's some brand new segments. This is a brand new one, Illegalize It. Yes.
Oh, nah.
We all live in London. We all like to whinge. We all want things gone. This is that opportunity to do that. This is that opportunity to do that. I was a little bit surprised to see this, because this it was a little bit upsetting for me, because I have only lived in London now for a bit over 12 months, 13, 14 months or so. Oh, wow. So there's all these new kind of words and little lingos and idiosyncrasies to Londoners that I've only just been allowed to use. Things like, oh,
new to you.
Good shout. Good shout. Oh, good, yeah. Shout. Fun. Oh, I really, every time I say that, I get a little thrill. Right? A little thrill on my pantaloons.
Living the dream.
So I was a little bit upset to see that this is, according to Google Trends, that the word banter has hit its peak in 2014, and apparently there's been like this high rate of hate against the word banter, and people just want it banned.
Hashtag bants.
Bants. Hashtag bants.
And all the variations. Bantasaurus.
Yeah.
I think it's probably because the in-betweeners kind of took it up, and then I think now that that's kind of gone now, so I think that word is slightly dying out.
I think it's unfair, man. I've only just started using it.
This people don't like it.
I got no choice.
We already chucked a few words in the bin at the top of the show, didn't we?
Well, Illegalize It, brand new segment. Basically, we're going to give you, our wonderful listeners, the opportunity to ban things. What do you want banned? This week, we are focusing on words. Banter. Banned. It's getting banned. There's no two ways about it.
Ban the bans.
What other words? You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com, and what words do you want banned is what we're doing for Illegalize
It. I'd throw numb in there.
Numb.
Yeah.
As in, like, yummy.
Women use it a lot.
Nom nom.
Fuck off.
It's like talking to a baby. Yeah, you know? Like, even if babies are away, you go, goo goo gaga, babies will be
same,
like, fuck off.
In the same category, sleeps. Nom nom. Nom, in the nom, same nom, category, sleeps.
Sleep.
Oh, what? It's only free sleeps till Halloween.
Oh, I see.
Dude, what, you five?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I want Ovs. Like, there's a few of the ones that have all been, you know, obviously you've got your totes, and you've got all these, and all these words have been shortened.
Totes and probes.
Ovs is the one that I want banned, because every time I hear it or something like that, I just think ovulating. And I think, really? It's like, it should be, like, you know, oh my God, you didn't know that? It's so ovulating? What? I don't know how I feel.
So do you guys use those back home as well? Or is that literally since you've got
Australians
here?
Australians shorten everything and put an O on the end. Do you know what I mean?
True.
But Doc's absolutely right. It could be something like, hello, how are you today? What's been happening lately? And it'd be a, hey, are you right? Yes, we made it, all right? Like, that would be one word. A whole sentence would then be one word.
And they always
word.
Say, how are you going? Instead how of, you how going? You doing?
How you
going?
Yeah.
How are you going?
Yeah.
I don't know, by car? I haven't decided yet.
Do you know what?
I've only just met you.
Can we also, before we start getting into just words that people want banned, can we also, like, can we string a couple of words together? Because I tell you what I really have, and I've seen this heaps lately, making a massive resurgence. I've seen it, had it at least 10 or 12 times over the last month or so, which has made me go, what? Where does this come back from? But do you know when people go, oh, I can't even...
Oh my God.
So what? Yeah. That has not been around for a long time. Oh my God, I can't even what? Finish a fucking sentence? Yeah. Why can't you do? You know what I mean? Oh, I want that gone. I've seriously had like at least a dozen people use it lately.
Get rid of that
shit. Yeah, I've heard that actually make a comeback actually. But there's something I think quite beautiful about words coming back.
They need to bring Chief back, man.
Chief, yeah.
Chief needs to come all the way back.
Yeah.
That was an all encompassing, beautiful word.
I used to love calling people Plum. You Plum.
Plum,
I used to love that. Plum's, it just was a real kind of juicy...
Yeah, Plum and Chief I used a lot.
Yeah. But then again, some people still use Chief. I was listening
not
to...
Enough, though.
Yeah, that's true. Chip in one of his new songs when he's talking about Bugs Malone. Chief. Yeah. So I think that's... I think maybe he might be the one.
Have you seen the fucking diss from Bugsy to him?
Which one?
Where they're outside Tottenham.
No!
Oh my days.
Oh,
no disrespect to Chip, but Bugs, it's murder in the first degree.
Oh God,
he buries him.
Really?
Oh,
I'm gonna
have
to look for that now.
Look that up. Outside Tottenham with all his Manc mates. That's brilliant. Brilliant.
Do you know another word I want banned? I reckon lame. Because apart from the fact that lame is like a really, really shitty word anyway. Oh my God, so lame.
So lame.
But
so
kind lame. Of like, it wasn't that originally like to describe somebody that had a disability?
Yeah, had like one leg.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, and then I think it got like used in some schoolyard shit thrown around as like, oh my God, so lame.
Yeah.
And then now people use it all the time and it is a really, really shit word. Bin.
That's true actually. I never really thought about
banned.
It.
Banned. You know? Gone.
Really we've had an absolute plethora.
Yep.
Of emails in about this. I mean, it's really got the public going.
Before we do that, I think we need to get friend of the show. No one else.
Oh, a man of words.
A man of many,
a man
many
of words.
He is definitely going to know which words he wants banned. There's no ways about. Welcome to the brand new Tuesday Roundup. Pete from Pimlico. Whoop.
Yeah. How you going? Yeah, it's the Wordsmith, Pete in Pimlico.
Yes.
Yeah.
There he is. Welcome, mate. Brand new show. How do you feel about it? Are you all right? You're okay? You're not too shook up?
What about a brand new show?
About a brand new show.
What, you mean, because what's the name?
Losing Sarah, yeah.
She's gone, innit?
She's gone. She's got her own show, so you can go and harass her, be a sex pest
on her
show.
She's got her own show, not good enough for you anymore, innit?
Well, too good, mate.
Too good. You're not good enough for her anymore, innit?
Well, we knew that from the start.
We kind of did.
Yeah, we knew. She was too high class for you.
Yeah.
You punks, innit?
Pete from Pimlico, what words do you want banned?
Okay, yeah, let's start with avocado. Well, I'll just call it a veggie pear, innit?
A veggie pear.
Yeah, man,
I'm with you.
So you can legally say, look, she's got a veggie pear.
Nice veggie pears, innit?
Wow.
That's amazing. At least he kind of had a backup, do you mean? He didn't just scrap the word, he had like a backup.
There's a reason.
Although, I haven't got a backup, it's another food stuff, isn't it?
Okay.
Grape, because it's like a cross between grope and rape. let's find a new word for grapes.
A new word for grapes.
Yeah,
any suggestions?
I've always just called them wine, anyway. So.
Wine, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so two fruits.
Hey, Pete. What do you reckon about the people wanting to ban the word banter? Are you with or against?
Yeah, banter. Yeah, people say banter are wanker.
Ah,
Nice rhyme.
Right.
Most people use the word banter. If you think about it carefully, most of them are wankers, innit?
Really? Yeah, I think, you know, I think you're right, man. You see it a lot amongst sports pundits,
it's
and
something you can pick it out of people. It's like people who like milk chocolate digestives rather than dark ones, you know.
Yeah, for real. Like, fuck
it's
those
like,
guys.
No, there's nothing wrong, but you just know there's something not right about it. Yeah. Isn't it? You know,
but what about
people wear their watch on funny. Their right hand? People wear their watch on their
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they gotta be gone. I mean, Daniel wears his on his right hand, but then he is left-handed, so it's acceptable because he's left-handed. Yeah. I will give him that. He has a recognized disability. Do you know what I mean? So that's fine.
Yeah,
but anyone else?
Yeah. No, 100%.
I agree. Devil. He's got the devil inside him, isn't it?
No, he's like a cat that's had his whiskers cut. He's disorientated. He's left-handed. He doesn't know what's going on. Where. No. It's, just quickly,
he knows what time it is, though.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does know what time it is. He knows what time it is. Hey, yeah, just quickly back on the word banter. So, what about chat? Can you say like, they've got good chat. They've got good chat.
It depends how you use it.
That is much better than banter. Yeah, we had a great bit of chatter.
Right, because I was down the pub.
I was down the pub. It was great chats, man. Great chats.
Because I've heard girls say that since I've been here. Girls say like, as long as he's got good chat or good banter. Mm. Okay. But either way, but you can't say it. You can't.
And
say
give good chat. I've heard
give
that.
Give good chat. Yeah.
That means someone else does it.
Tell you what, Pete from Pillar Go, 100% avocado.
Yeah, all over that.
Banned.
In the bin. It's gone.
Get rid of
locked up.
Legend. Thank you so much, Pete.
We'll be in touch again very soon. Don't worry about that.
We're going to put the big Pete Batman sign up over Pimlico, and we'll know that we're just about to call.
Whenever you need me, blood.
Big ups.
Pete from Pimlico.
He's an unstoppable legend, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Avocado. He didn't even waste a breath. Avocado.
Yeah, just straight in there.
Been waiting for this.
Yeah.
we've just got a ridiculous amount of emails and some more questions for Dan as well. Let's get into these illegalized emails first and foremost. Let's start with Esther in Andover, who says, I would ban the word gash.
Gash.
It's such a disgusting word. You know what, Esther? I agree with you, and as a father of two girls, it's just, oh, come on, man. Yeah. It's a beautiful part of the anatomy. I'm sure we can come up with something better than that. It's horrific. I'm with you, Esther, all the time.
Yeah.
Chris in Bath says, the word moist needs to do one. Moist. Makes me sick. Doesn't work on a sexy or cake level.
Usually that's coming from the. Was Chris? Do we know if that's a guy or a girl? Chris?
No, because
I have not heard many guys that would go, oh God, that is just moist, it's disgusting. It's usually a lot of girls go, yeah, that is gross. But coming from a guy, I'd be very, very curious to know why.
I'm not a moist fan. Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I've ever used the word moist either.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just a bit. I don't know.
Guess where it's moist right now?
Let's move on to the next.
Not work. Yeah, man, flesh for days.
Okay. Moving on. Adam in Carshalton says, "I would ban the word nom." Yes,
yeah,
I've got a follow-up.
Done.
Boom.
Banned.
In to describe something you eat as nom 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 makes me blood red mad when people use it. Adam, I'm so on that level, man. Like, grow up. Like, are these people like 5 years old? Nom
it
nom.
It is baby
Jesus,
talk.
Come
really
on, man.
It's definitely baby talk.
Yeah, I'm totally down with that. No. In jail. It's in jail. Kathy and Staines. Would ditch the word vagina.
Really?
It's not a nice name for such a pretty feature.
Yeah, she's right. Swap it with gash.
And she also says penis ain't great either. I really like the words penis and vagina. I find them both really funny. Vagina and vag, I mean, I wouldn't use it directly towards a woman, but I just think they're both comedy words. But they sort of smack of the English inability to describe anything rude. I think they're both really funny words, and I wouldn't lose them.
You are right, though, because you think about it, like when you were naming a fly.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty much
what
it does. You've looked at it and you haven't just gone like, you know, fleshy meat pole. They've called it penis.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What? Call it what it is, mate.
Call
fleshy
it what
meat
it is.
Pole.
Say what you see. Say what you see. Kathy, and I know we've just had Kathy, haven't we?
Go away, Kathy.
Yeah, stop emailing.
Come back.
Eric in Richmond says, hi, guys. Anyone that uses the word hollybobs instead of holiday is a fucking prick. I have to say, I mean, in theory, I would agree with you, but I've never in my life heard someone describe a holiday as a hollybobs. Anyone else?
I have. I have heard that
you
quite
have,
a few times. No, no, it's not. I've never heard it in Australia. I only heard it here.
No, never.
Outside the glass, guys, outside the glass, you heard of this? Oh, they're in the deep
producers
conversation.
Now, they're talking about something. That, they have, yep.
You heard of hollybobs?
Yeah, hollybobs.
That
yeah,
no, you heard hollybobs?
Yeah,
no,
they hate
no.
it as well.
Okay, maybe it's a white thing. All right.
Richmond, you know, it's quite
Eric
a well-to-do
Richmond.
Area.
Eric and Richmond. Oh, Bex. Oh, Bex, I'm in love with you. She's just put bacon fuck right off. All day long.
Yes.
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Every tweet, every Insta, everything I see, just chilling with my bae.
Yeah.
But do you know
and
what?
And they use it ironically.
It's fine. I don't mind it so much when it's written down. It's just when people use it in everyday talk.
Yeah.
I think that's
just,
when it annoys me.
Just because it was like a tweetable or textable phrase or word, you can't suddenly throw that into the like actual live lexicon. I'm not having
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
That's what's happened with Nom.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. It really, really has. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut that shit out, man. You're adults. Jesus.
Banning bae. Bae's being banned.
James and Bromley hates these two words together. Eat clean. Eat clean.
Eat clean. Yeah, that is, well, that's one of the annoying hashtags, isn't it? You know, green living, green hashtag, you know, all that shit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm with you, James.
If we're going to put a few words together, can I do another one?
A phrase. Okay.
Is that what you call it? A few words together?
Yeah, like a
in
phrase.
In a sentence is like a
phrase.
Wow.
Yeah, longer than that would be a sentence.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Right. A phrase doesn't necessarily need a full stop or any punctuation at all.
Doc Brown said that. No one ever. Said no one ever. That's what I want banned. Said no one ever.
Oh, said no one ever.
Oh my god. Somebody actually said that recently.
You can't say that because it's
said
so pre-prepared.
No
yeah.
It's such a pre-prepared phrase. That if you say that in a conversation, like, dude, we're not really in the moment right now because you're thinking up ways to sound interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speak your mind, bro.
Yeah.
Said no one ever.
I can't. Somebody actually used that.
Oh my
that.
God.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Yeah, maybe I'm just not out
said
there anymore.
Said no one ever.
I
just banned myself. That was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna throw that in, then you've got to put in "I know, right?" I know, right?
Yeah,
that can't exist. Who's this? Beth in Fulham says intercourse is dreadful.
Intercourse.
Just say fornication or fucking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Beth.
intercourse, though, again, it doesn't, if we're, you know,
intercourse.
For describing sex, it does very formalize it, and it does sound like
well,
you're
sometimes
at,
you want to have formal sex, though.
At the same
it?
Time,
yeah.
before,
I mean,
before,
yeah,
sex,
you
before we've been
sex.
In, before we've been in, each one of us should try to throw it in a conversation and see, like with someone you don't really know, like an acquaintance, and just see if they flinch. What have you been up to? Oh, man, crazy night, man. This chick. Oh, for real, a few drinks, and then intercourse.
Yeah,
just go in there. Intercourse, and yeah, I think we're going to see each other again.
Yeah,
all right. Okay.
Oh, baby.
Wow, that's amazing.
Baby, you're looking so fine. I'm going to take you home tonight. I'm going to intercourse the hell out of you, girl. What you know about that, girl?
Dexter wants to ban blouse. The word blouse.
Oh.
Why has he got an issue with blouse?
Sounds like that, he probably can't really get too close to them. That's
but
why.
A blouse is a thing. I mean,
banned.
So yes. Avocado, I can almost get because it reminds you of certain types of people that might annoy you, especially if you're Pete from Pimlico. You can't picture him having like anything with avocado on it. But blouse, like a blouse,
it's a blouse.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes these things just like have a trigger response for you.
It
probably something deep psychological damage when you were
mum
a kid.
Used to, like,
you don't want to
whip him with the blouse.
You don't want to.
I mean, that's not
like,
that painful.
Get it wet. You know, get it wet.
Strangle.
Hey, I'm going to go to a tune now. This is the latest one from Grimes. It's called Flesh Without Blood. We only just got this today, so it's the first time we're playing it on
Fresh.
Fubar. You can keep some tweets coming in. What words do you want banned?
Said no one ever.
For our new segment, Illegalize It. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. What words do you want banned? Coming up very shortly, we've got Doc's rap about anything.
It's that time.
It is that time, so it's not much longer to go on the show. Yeah, it rhymed, but I'm not the rapper here. I'm not Doc. No, I'm not. You're on Fubar.
Never like me.
latest one's from Grimes, Flesh Without Blood. On FUBAR, at Stock Brown and Hugh Joseph with you for the brand new show, the Tuesday Roundup, taking over 4 till 6. We're going to be here every week. And we've got a very, very talented actor, comedian, all-round nice guy, Daniel Taylor, in the studio with us.
Thank you.
Good sir, we do have one more question for you. We've had a listener... Penn in Hove, she has she's emailed in HD at FUBAR Radio saying, "Hey Daniel, I've got two quick questions for you. Who would you like to work with, and would you like to work with Doc?"
Hey, yeah, I'd love to work with Doc. Weirdly enough, like whenever I do comedy, like I recently worked with Javon Prince, and yeah, he's brilliant. And we were just saying, like, black actors never get to work together.
No, because you can only have one at a time.
Yeah, and it's so odd. And like when we were both acting opposite each other, like he was a head teacher and I was like a producer. Like neither of us, you know, sold guns or were drug dealers. We just
we're randomly gay.
Yeah.
Here's a story for you, Hugh. Right. Yeah. I remember I bumped into Daniel, and the day before we were at the same party. And the day before, I'd I'll be quick.
Yeah.
I got a script through, and the character for me said, "Enter a young, attractive, gay black man. Think yeah. Daniel Taylor."
Amazing.
So he's used as a reference.
I still would have preferred if you answered that question with, "Actually, no, I fucking hate to work with him." All right, it's that time of the day.
Calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
We're gonna call this one Rap About Anything.
Doc Brown.
This is Doc Brown.
I can spit about anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Make some noise, yo.
Yes, that's it is sick. A brand new show, but we are keeping some
intro,
of the gold.
Man.
Do you know what? Pleasure, mate.
Really
do you
nice.
Know what? I like you, and it's my pleasure. Now you owe me. All right. So here we go. What have you picked, Doc?
Well, I had a lot of good suggestions, but this week I've gone with Simon in Hackney, who emailed the studio about meat. But also said, "Hey, maybe it's nearly Halloween. Rap about trick or treat.
You gonna do both?"
So I thought, "Yeah, let's see if we can work that in."
All right, let's jump
so
straight
Simon.
Into it. Here we go. We're using Drake energy instrumental. When you're ready, sir.
Yeah. All right. Drop it. Let's go. Bang, bang, bang. That's quite suitable, actually, the little gunshots and that. Because this one's quite aggy. You know what I'm saying? It's Doc Breeze. The Tuesday Roundup. Check it. It's Doc B, I'm back, I know you're sick of me. It's nearly Halloween, so I'm discussing trick or treat. I got some strong opinions, you might not back me. I'm doing this for Simon listening in Hackney. If you're in a hood district, watch for kids trying to get paid instead of sweets, proper shits. Adidas hoodie, green, grey shorts. Whole outfit by JD Sports. They ain't even got a fucking mask or a costume, but they got a little bag and they want you to give them cash. Fuck candy and pumpkins. That ain't trick or treat, bruv, that's a mugging. This year I'll lock my doors and go out myself. Buy a little plastic bucket from the shop shelf and I'll go trick or treat, but not for quids, just for bacon, burgers and sausages. Proper shit.
Yes.
It's Doc, your bitch.
Yeah. Jeez. Amazing stuff.
Fucked
that's
up
it.
The JD Sports line, man.
That's
it's hard
it.
To say grey green.
That takes it out. First ever Tuesday Roundup. We'll be back next Tuesday, 4 yeah. to 6 p.m. FUBAR. Daniel Taylor, thank you, sir.
Peace.
You.
Ooh. Only-